1-800-449, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're going to talk about Christmas decorations here in just a moment. But first, don't forget to call 877-616-7445 to order your number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD or special edition picture disc vinyl. That's right, $20 for the CD, $40 for the vinyl. You can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or check, and all of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And I'll tell you that all of the money goes to them. None comes to us. We don't make nickel one. It all goes to those guys after the production costs, which, thanks to the great Joe Escalante at Kung Fu Records, production costs are like nothing because Joe contributed the pressing of the CD. So he is a tremendous guy, and we'll love him forever for that. We've raised $31,015 so far with the sale of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc. Okay, from Western Estates, California, Bobby Dooley is on the phone with us. They are having you're having your annual Christmas decoration contest, right?
That is correct. So it is something that we have had every year for the last 7 years, and we're very pleased, Phil, that the last 4 years, the Magnolia phase, which is the phase of the Western Estates development where myself and my husband and my three sons live, the Magnolia phase has won the most spectacular phase award with our use of light and our use of motion. The pageant of lights, as we like to call it, is going to be coming up, and we're just trying to organize everyone.
I know there are a lot of these Christmas light contests that neighborhoods have. What makes yours different?
Phil, I think what makes ours different is that we want a uniform, a very uniform and beautiful mosaic, if you will, of lights and color and pageantry and the beautiful motion, I think, of many of our decorations. We did have our weekly homeowner meeting on Friday. You were referring to Eve Mendelman, and she asked me, what about the white and blue lights that Jewish families sometimes use?
Yeah, okay, now, Eve Mendelman and her husband, Don Mendelman, live there?
That is correct.
I mean, in the Magnolia phase.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, she wanted to put up blue and white lights, which are traditional for Jewish families?
Yes, she and Don wanted to use them. They are new to our development. Don and Eve moved in last summer. So I said, no, Eve, we use only the traditional Christmas lights, and I thought that that was the end of that.
Yeah, because was there some dispute? This is not an anti-Semitic thing, right?
No, we made that very clear to the newspaper when they called. This is not about anti-Semitism. This is about the uniform look of the traditional Christmas pageantry and the Christmas lights.
All right, now what happened? She and her husband put them up?
Well, the next night, Steve, who is my husband, and Steven.
I'm right here, Phil.
Yeah, hi, Steve. How you doing?
We're good.
Steve's here, Phil. He said, I want to tell you something, honey. And I said, oh, my God, you know, are one of the boys hurt? And he said, no. But he said to me, and right now I can feel my heart remembering the moment. Hold on for a minute.
You want to get your private teeth?
Okay. Steve, is she all right?
She's got a little asthma.
Oh, God. Phil, it's just that when I remember... When I remember what happened, I have a hard time. I have a hard time breathing.
Well, what happened? You asked the Mendelmans to take their blue and white lights down.
Yes, hold on.
Phil, please watch your tone of voice with her.
Well, is she having a hard time breathing?
Yes, she is.
Get her the mist, then. Is it asthma?
It's asthma. Here, honey.
So can I just catch my breath?
Certainly. Catch your breath, dear. We're talking with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And she's got a little bit of asthma. We're talking about their annual Christmas decoration contest. The Western Estates Magnolia phase has won Most Spectacular Use of Lights and Motion Award.
So my lungs are beginning to clear.
Okay. Now, you have a Jewish family on your block who insist on using white and blue lights.
Well, Steve said to me, didn't you talk to the Jewish people? I said, yes. And he said, well, get a load of this. And he pulled the cord on the curtain. the curtain opened up because they live right across the street from us. Oh, I did.
Okay.
And it was absolutely hideous. They did not have up the traditional Christmas decorations. They had violated the Christmas decoration code. Oh, my God, Phil, I have to get my whole life. What?
All right, Steve.
Yeah, Phil.
Maybe she's not. Maybe she can't speak with us.
Well, you know, I can talk a little bit about it if you want.
Okay, but Bobby, I think, has a lot of the inside scoop on this, right?
Well, she does. But the point is, the Jews across the street.
And if you wouldn't mind not calling them Jews, okay?
I'm sorry. I mean, the Jewish people across the street. I said, "Yeah, look at this," and I pulled the curtain cord, and the whole thing came open, like you know, like you're flying on a Friday night, and there was.
It was the blue and white lights.
The blue and white lights, the Jewish family. I took a look down the street, and they put up the Jewish lights up and the blue and white light. So we went down to the Mendelman's home, and if you can imagine us, there are Bobby and I. Okay, Bill, here's Bobby again.
Bobby, you all right, dear?
Yes, I'm all right.
All right, Steve was telling us you guys went over to the Mendelman's house when you saw that they had up the blue and white Jewish lights.
Yes. And there's Steve and I'm using my Primatene Mist going over there because I cannot believe what I've seen. I cannot believe. Now, keep in mind, Phil, 4 years running, we in the Magnolia phase, we have won. Most spectacular use of lights, yes. And here is this blue and white, and I'm breathing the Primatene because I'm so mortified that I couldn't deliver the Mendelmans to the Homeowners Association. And I got to the house, and I said, "Look, Eve, Jesus was a Jew." And she tells me, that she had the right to put these lights up. And so here we go. We need to instruct them in the Western States way of doing things. So Saturday night, they were out of town. And
oh, no, wait, hold on. You said to her, "Eve, these are the wrong colored lights," and she said she had a right to put them up.
She said she had a right to put them up. And I said, "No, you don't." And she said, "Yes, she did." I said, no, you don't. And she said, "Uh-huh." And I said, "No, because the Homeowners Association rule is very clear. During the Christmas season, the Judeo-Christian tradition is weighted heavily in the Christian side. The Judeo-Christian side the rest of the year, but then you have to be Christian during Christmas because guess what? Christmas is spelled with a C-H-R-I-S-T, and that's Christ. So I told her all of that, and to make her feel better.
What was this whole Christ was a Jew thing?
I said, "Christ was a Jew, so you can celebrate." And she said, "Nuh-uh," and she kept her lights up. And so that's why we did what we did on Saturday night.
All right, now, you have to tell my audience what you did on Saturday night, because...
Well, Phil, we believe that it should be a uniform Christmas demonstration. So Saturday night, they were out of town.
And you went over to their home, right?
Yes, we did.
What did you do to their front lawn?
Well, I'd appreciate the tone of voice. I don't think it's very...
Well, what did you do to their front lawn? Didn't you do something?
Yes, but your tone of voice...
Well, just tell the people.
What are you talking about?
Well, what, is she having a hard time breathing now?
Well, you got to watch the way you talk to my wife. Because I don't...
I'm not trying to make her angry, okay?
Well, you're challenging her.
I'm saying, did you guys go over there?
We did go over there, Phil, and we constructed a manger up there.
Phil, I'm all right. Oh, God, I've opened up the bronchial airways.
Okay.
Well, hold on. You all right, honey?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Go ahead.
All right, Phil, I'll tell you.
What happened, Steve?
What we did, we constructed a beautiful nativity scene with concrete footings. Rick Dubar did the steel, and John Walsh did the electrical.
And then steel and electrical. So you're digging footings on their front lawn.
Hold on.
No. I just want to. You poured concrete footings. Rick Dubar did the steel, and Wallace did the electrical. Right.
We built a gorgeous concrete steel nativity scene in the front yard. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And a concrete and steel nativity scene.
It's beautiful. I've been proud to have it on my own front lawn, and I'm thinking about doing it.
But this was on someone else's front lawn, right?
Right. Well, they called the police. And the whole thing is that they ordered us to take it down and restore their yard to its original luster.
Phil, I'm better now.
Yeah, Bobby.
They told us to take it down. And I said to the police officer, I said, "Look, this is a nativity scene. And this is what Christmas is about, and they won't help us celebrate.
All right, well, I think where you guys have got it wrong, if I may.
Well, you're going to tell us where you got it wrong?
Yeah, just hold on for a minute. Where I think you guys have it wrong is, first of all, this is a Jewish family. They don't celebrate Christmas. They have blue and white. You know what? Frankly, I think putting up blue and white lights is too much of a concession to Christmas. I think Jewish families don't have to put up any kind of lights. They don't have to put their menorah in the window, and they don't have to have a Hanukkah bush, okay? None of those things, I think, are traditional way of celebrating Hanukkah. I could be wrong. Now,
but still, they are a part of Western Estates, and we won 4 years in a row. You know something? We worked very hard for our most spectacular use of lights award.
And well, you got a Jewish family living on the block, man. They don't put up lights.
I think it's a real bad thing that I put them up.
And what are you doing putting a concrete and steel nativity scene, digging footings, running in electrical, and do I understand that you also ran in gas?
We ran in a gas line, yeah.
For what?
Because it's for a fire pit.
For a fire pit, so you can go over there, put your feet up, and look at the nativity scene on their property.
Well, that's all I'm saying. They didn't want to do the thing.
They didn't want to be a part of it, Phil, and we wanted them to be a part of it. I still think that Eve and Don can be a part of a wonderful Christian Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. Now, these two guys are part of a homeowners association. They put up all the lights, and they do the do. Not everybody on the street's putting up the lights. The one family across the street from the Jewish family put up blue and white lights, and they not only did they want them to take the blue and white lights down, those people refused, so they poured a concrete nativity scene in their front yard when they were out of town, which is against the law. They're lucky that all the cops asked them to do was take it down. How do you take down concrete footings and steel-reinforced cement? With a jackhammer. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686 with Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line. And they are with the Western Estates Homeowners Association in the West Valley in Southern California. They have every year all of the homes there decorate for the Christmas holidays. They have a Christmas decoration competition, not unlike many neighborhoods. There is one Jewish family that lives across the street from the Dooleys that put up blue and white lights, which they, I guess, you guys say are against your homeowner's code or something?
Phil, we are just trying to share the Christmas cheer. We're doing the Christian thing by spreading the Christmas love to a lot of Jewish people who hate Christmas and might be lost. We should have been, you know, we should have been mean because the Jews killed Jesus, but we're being nice.
And yeah, because they killed Jesus.
Okay, get off of that kick for a minute, all right? And just talk to me straight.
Well, what are you yelling at me for?
What am I yelling at you for? I'm asking you a question. Why can't they have the blue and white lights?
Because that is not...
That's not part of the homeowners.
That's not part of our homeowners association. Christmas light decoration extravaganza code. Now, we have won most spectacular use of lights in the Magnolia phase. We have won most spectacular use of moving lights in the Magnolia phase. Magnolia's won 4 years in a row.
I'm very happy for the Magnolia phase. You went onto somebody's property, and you built a concrete, steel, with gas and electric, manger on their front lawn.
And your point is?
It's against the law, as the police told you.
You know something, Phil? I really believe that we have a right to have the neighborhood that we want. And when you live in a gated community and you spend the amount of money that... Do you know how much our homeowners' fees are?
What?
$800 a month.
That's a lot of money, especially as many homes that you got there.
Well, we feel it's worth it to keep our neighborhood looking as on Christmas, as Christian as possible.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't have any Jewish folks moving in. Maybe that's what you need to do. St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I would like to say what they are doing is discriminatory, and it's grounds for a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's also grounds for jail because you destroyed these people's property, and you also have no right to discriminate against these people celebrating their religion.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you're angry about them, you should be nice to them because instead of hating them, first of all, Jesus was a Jew. And the Jews are God's chosen people. They have a right, just like these, just like you pay your money, they pay their money too.
Well, we felt that the blue and white light was wrong for the motif that we picked out for the Magnolia Phase. Our theme this year is explosion of color. And we wanted to have a beautiful explosion of color. And I opened up my
blue and white are colors. They are the colors for Hanukkah. That's their religion.
Yeah,
and by
blue...
putting a nativity scene, that's sacrilegious.
This is sacrilegious.
No, that is like these are Jewish people, and they have Hanukkah during the same time we have Christmas. And you cannot deny them that.
I'm really having a hard time breathing. Blue and white would ruin the mosaic that we wanted to establish.
First of all, you have no right to force your mosaic on anybody. Those people pay taxes, and they pay their own rent. And they have a right to have on their property if they what they want to.
Are you breathing all right?
Hold on.
It's ridiculous what they did. What they did was wrong.
My wife's having a hard time breathing. Please be nicer to her.
Your wife, what you did, nobody should have to be nice to you guys because what you did was wrong.
I opened up my
You didn't think about being nice when you went and destroyed these people's property and tried and violated their right to free expression. You didn't think about being nice to them then. Were you having a hard time breathing then? I feel for you. But you reap what you sow. Maybe this is the punishment you're getting for what you did. They have a right to blue and white lights.
Wait. You have no right. And, you know, you really need to get some Primatene Mist. I don't want to hear you talking.
What?
I said, get some Primatene Mist.
Why?
Because you sound horrible.
What do I sound like? Hello?
You sound ridiculous.
You sound like an idiot.
An idiot?
Yes, you do sound like an idiot. You need some help.
I am trying to get the people to put the right color lights up.
That's their home. They can do whatever they want to. They don't have to follow anybody's code and standards. They pay their $800 a month just like everybody else.
Are they going to follow my standards?
When you guys start paying their rent and start paying their homeowner's fees, then you can decide what they can do with their home. Until then, mind your own business.
Let me ask you a question. Okay.
Okay, ask me a question.
Are you black?
Yes, I am.
Well, there you go. So you're sticking up for Jews.
What? Excuse me?
Because you're black, you're sticking up for them because you're Jews.
Okay, look,
I'm sticking up for them because they are American.
They're American
in
people
America,
have the right.
We have something called freedom of choice, which is protected by the United States Constitution.
I have to ask you, Miss Dooley, get some Primatene Mist, okay, and start breathing right.
It wouldn't make a difference what color I was. I still feel that what you guys did was wrong. I don't care what color they were.
Oh, God, thank God I can breathe again. Well, you know, God bless you is all I can say, and God bless all of the people.
Well, God bless you too, but you can't go around violating other people's rights simply because it's something that you want to do.
Well, that's true, but I felt like doing it. So.
No, but wait a minute, how would you feel if they went and ripped your colored lights down and put up blue and white lights because they didn't like your colored lights?
They can't do that because the Homeowners Association
And you can't do what you did either.
The Homeowners Association agreed that...
The Homeowners Association...
All right, she can't breathe again.
The whole be in line
is,
of a lot with,
right.
All right, in line with a lawsuit if they agree to what you did.
All right, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. We're speaking with Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve Dooley about the Homeowners Association that they are members of, putting up their traditional Christmas decorations and not allowing a Jewish family to put up blue and white lights because that goes against their traditional Christmas decoration. They also went over to the people's home and put a concrete and steel manger scene in while they were on vacation. This is the Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with more calls. 1-800-449-8686. One 800-449-8686 Phil Henry Show. Okay, we have Bobby Dooley on the line with her husband, Steve. She all right, Steve?
We got some private team interferal, and I think she's going to be all right.
Bobby?
Yeah, Phil, I'm awfully sorry. This has really been, all I can tell you is this has been emotionally draining for me. It has been emotionally draining for my husband and my sons. We have been put through living hell. And all we are trying to do is have a beautiful Christmas decoration for the entire Magnolia phase, not just two or three streets, but the entire phase, as well as the Poplar phase, which has just opened up its 3, 4, 5, and 6-bedroom homes. I would just say that for all of us here in the beautiful Magnolia phase of Western Estates, if you're Jewish, try to understand that Christians are really, you know, as my sons like to say, Christians are where it's at. And so be a part of our celebration, and don't be a blue loo.
Yeah.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Riverside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Riverside, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I just want to say that I'm a Anglo-Saxon Christian, and I don't want to be in the same breath as their description of a Christian.
How have I described a Christian?
Pardon?
How have I described Christians?
Your description, the way you're putting us, I would just, what you've done by building that manger is a hate crime. And as every bit as much as putting a swastika on their garage.
Well, I think that, what kind of decorations do you have?
I have Christmas lights.
Okay, what kind
of? But I'm not going to shove my Christmas lights down someone else's throat.
Are they multicolored or are they the icicle lights?
They're multicolored.
Okay, right there, you see, you blew it. We have all icicle lights this year.
Yeah, but no, you're blowing it in that.
They're really nice.
But you can't force Christ and Christmas down people's throats. Mm-hmm. That's not what Jesus did.
Well, they're the ones that hate Christmas. I don't hate anybody. I love everyone.
Built a manger on their property.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this.
It really makes their property look better.
It does. It makes their property look... I think we've increased the value of their property by at least $30,000.
It's not your right.
It's the spirit of giving.
But you guys ran in a gas line, electrical, telephone. You've got digital satellite TV in that thing. Let me ask you something. You build a manger on their front lawn with digital satellite receiver.
That's correct. Just so when we were over there, we could catch some games. What's so funny about that?
In the manger?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. Here's Denver on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I cannot believe I'm listening to this. This is unreal.
The manger cost probably about $6,000, Phil.
Well, it sounds like it's more money than that.
They're celebrating in their own way. You know, I mean, I don't care what color of lights it is. I mean, if you go, there's white lights around all the city and county buildings at the top of Dallas. You go from Grand Island, Nebraska to California. I drive a truck, and that's, you see all color lights everywhere.
Well,
people are celebrating in their own way. You ought to be happy that they're celebrating.
Well, the colored lights are out this year, though. Everyone's using the icicle white lights.
It doesn't matter what color they're using.
They're
celebrating.
What do you have on your home?
I got white lights.
Okay, see? You have the icicle lights?
Yes, I do.
Aren't they
and
lovely?
And I put them up last night before I went to Grand Island, Nebraska.
They are lovely.
To work.
Uh-huh.
You know, you two need to get a light. I'm delivering meat down to South Central L.A. Go down there and see how people live, what they have to put up with. And you're worrying about what color lights somebody has on their house?
Well, you have to understand, we won the Spectacular Light Award 4 years in a row.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Pat yourself on the back. Go down to South Central LA and see people, how they're living.
Go down to where?
Living it every day today, and you're worried about winning an award?
Where did he say to go to?
He said go down to South Central.
Well, what's that?
Well, there's a lot of black people down there.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter what color. There's all color people down there. Believe it or not, that's the meat market where all your food comes from. But I doubt it. You got
My
from.
My food comes from Gelson's. Thank you very much. It doesn't come from the black part of town.
Oh.
But anyway.
He's talking about Central Market, okay? You know the L.A. Central Market?
What?
The L.A. Central Market is where a lot of the farmers drop off all their stuff. Anyway, sir, look, Bobby, are you hearing what this guy...
He said he has the white icicle lights. I don't know why he doesn't understand what I'm talking about.
Well, he does...
What's wrong with the white icicle lights?
Nothing. You have them, so you should be... You and I are one.
No, we're not. I wouldn't want to put myself... I'd rather be down in a homeless shelter in South Central L.A. is sitting in your house.
Do you have anything moving? Do you have a Santa Claus that moves or elves that dance?
I don't have anything.
You should do that. You should put that up on your roof, like a Santa Claus that goes... In fact, Steve, what's the one we saw over at Home Depot?
It's really great. It goes, ho, 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 ho. And it goes, ho, 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 ho. You know?
Have you seen that?
I just cannot believe you two.
The elves
you don't,
all go,
you don't have a clue about life, period.
Oh, God, I can't breathe.
I have no clue.
I can't breathe.
See, when my wife can't breathe because you're yelling at her.
He's not yelling at her.
Do you realize how people are out here working every day, worried about what color lights they're putting up on their house, what kind of award they get?
Hey, you got to see this. I saw this at the store. It's a dancing, waving baby Jesus. It gets up out of the manger and goes, hi, hi, and then lays down, then gets up and goes, hi, hi.
Who cares?
What?
Who cares?
Right.
That's the man is saying. South Central L.A.
Where the meat comes from.
Yeah, where the meat comes from. All right, sir, thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Schenectady on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I'm in Schenectady, New York, and I'm just, as a Christian, I'm appalled by such attitude. Jesus was Jewish. She forgot about that.
That's what I told my next-door neighbor, and she still wouldn't put up the right colored light.
Hey, you know what? Guess what? Jesus is more interested. Your attitude about Christians is more stinky and more than any color of lights.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, because God came to all people, you should read the book, What Would Jesus Do?
Do you know, in
his steps.
We built a manger with a satellite dish.
Well, you know what? Jesus is not in the manger anymore.
Okay.
He's in heaven.
But
so you're really worrying about things that are just so silly. You know what?
Hey, you got it. Check this out. We put up an angel that flies from the roof to the manger, and there's sparks flying from the wings and cool pyrotechnics.
Yeah, and I
like
think
that.
You need to go to some psychiatric ward. You know,
we're supposed to go to a
psychiatric. That has nothing to do with Christian. You know, that is more. You're being more of a.
Excuse me, but we have What Would Jesus Do bumper stickers on our cars.
Well, I bet you
have
Honky
the Jesus fish.
Too.
Do you have a Jesus fish?
It doesn't
we
matter.
Do.
I have Jesus in my heart, and my attitude is, you know,
I'm
really appalled by you.
The ass end of the angel.
Look at man. Who cares about the ass end of the angel having sparks flying off of it?
You know, you're not very Christian.
Oh, that has
you know
nothing.
You know
what?
You really
you
are so unchristian.
There,
you're really unchristian. Are you born again?
I'm very born again. I've had Jesus in my heart for 39 years.
I don't think so because you laugh.
Oh, you're of the devil.
Oh, really,
any kind
am
of person that's
you know,
more worried about Christmas or and not
that's
worried
when
about
Jesus
the Savior himself.
That's the birth of the Savior.
You're worshiping it's idolatry. It's
and then the
idolatry.
Angel comes down from the rooftop and the sparks come off.
Yeah, we got that about the sparking angel, man.
Do you know that Christ is the first five letters of Christmas?
Yes,
and
I
guess
do.
What
I
else?
Celebrate it.
And
I don't have my house gaudy or anything. I have.
Mm-hmm,
I worship
mm-hmm,
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, you
and
know
guess
what
else? I'm born again twice.
Do you need to have the asthma thing now because you don't get everything your way?
No, I happen to have a hard time.
You have a hard time breathing.
Yes, I
but
do.
Your attitude towards your Jewish friends, there's no way they're ever going to become a Christian.
I will tell you this much. I'll tell you this much. I'm born again twice. And that's two times
more
than
you. Oh, yeah, because Jesus wasn't sufficient the first time to save you? What a shame.
Don't make fun of me.
I mean, Jesus Christ, when you accept Christ in your heart, he doesn't jump out of your heart and get born again twice. It's sufficient.
Good Lord. Where's her mist?
Jesus wouldn't laugh at me because
I'm not laughing
at
I'm
yes,
laughing
you
at the situation. You're so judgmental towards your neighbor that you're giving a bad name for Christianity. But I'm not going to continue this conversation because I don't have to answer a fool according to his folly, as my Bible says. So, good night, ladies. And you keep up the good work. Bye. Hello?
Steve?
Hello?
Steve?
This is Kathy.
Yeah, Phil.
From New York.
Is it? Yeah, Kathy. I just want to find out. Is Bobby going to be back?
No, she passed out.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, still in a daze from Thanksgiving. Can't wait to get to tomorrow. Today we need a day today to flush everything out of the system because we are clogged up with all kinds of turkey grease around here. So we needed today to kind of move past all of that and get back into the work week. And then we'll have our little Christmas fun if that's what you'd like. Anyway, we saw Al Gore give his little speech. I didn't hear a whole lot of that, but the update on all of this is that this is the thing we have to do. 200 years from now, we're going to be proud of ourselves. But the problem is, and he doesn't get this, and I want to make that, I'm being very honest when I say this. I don't think the vice president understands that people no longer trust him. Now, I am saying this from the standpoint of a Democrat who voted for him, as I've often said, and I need to keep repeating that because I don't want you to perceive this program to be some kind of a conservative demagoguing, gong banging, howl at the moon, screaming at your ancestors kind of a show. But what's happened is even Democrats now don't trust the guy. Don't trust him. Because I don't know when this is going to end. That's the problem. This is what the guy doesn't understand. He doesn't understand that people now don't know when this freaking thing's going to end. He can get up there and say that he's going to test this in court and that they have the right to count every vote and all of that stuff. The fact of the matter is there a person out there that doesn't believe that the guy is going to continue until he wins? That's the problem. And it isn't just Republicans who are thinking that now. Democrats are thinking the same thing. The guy's just going to keep pushing it until he wins the bloody thing. Okay, look, do everything that you want us to do, Al. We'll do it all. You still lose by 200 votes. Now how do you feel?
Well, I think we should take it to another court of appeals.
Oh, come on, man. You said, when is it going to... You should come out and say when it's going to end. That's what you needed to say tonight. You didn't say it. When's it bloody going to end? When's it going to end? We need to do this legally. We need to do it according to the law. Well, what law? It's going to the Supreme... Isn't the Supreme Court going to hear some stuff on Friday? Or did Bush withdraw that whole thing? Why don't you just take the whole damn thing to the Supreme Court? That's what I'm saying you got to do. The whole kit and caboodle, the whole mess with the recounts and the Florida Supreme Court and the Palm Beach and the Chads and the bulging this and somebody else's bulging. Take it all up there. Just take it there now, man, but you haven't given us any indication as to when this nightmare is going to end. Okay, the Supreme Court ruled Bush wins.
Well, I think legally we still have the right...
Aw, man. You said you'd stop it if you did thus and so. See, he hasn't said that. He won't make that promise. He's going to keep it open-ended, kind of like his fly on the cover of Rolling Stone. Just sort of open-ended. He wants to make sure there's a little bit of wind blowing through there. He doesn't want to give us the definitive thing. That's all we're asking for, because we don't trust you. He thinks everybody trusts him. He thinks everybody, well, I can assure you that we're going to keep this. The fact we don't believe in you anymore, man, so you're going to have to give us an end game on this thing. When's it going to be?
What are you saying? You don't trust me?
Yeah! All right, Super Bowl Sunday. Okay, then that gives me something to look forward to. Because you don't think I'm looking forward to Super Bowl Sunday because of the game, do you? All right, we just wanted to give you a little insight here on how you know they're fat. Just one more of our Phil Henry Show fat warnings. This comes to us from the Personals in one of our local newspapers here in Los Angeles. An exotic experience, a single Latin Puerto Rican, exotic, down-to-earth, charismatic, playful, enjoys candlelight dinners, long walks in the park, and songwriting. This is a female seeking a male. What makes you think she's fat? Enjoys candlelight dinners. All my sweetest dreams will be of you. She's 27. She likes movies, billiards, dining. What makes you think she's fat? Billiards. You got it. That was the tip-off right there. She loves billiards. She must be enormous. Quiet, kind-hearted, single white female, blonde hair, brown eyes, enjoys animals, shopping, libraries, and museums. What's the tip-off that she's fat? Come on. Brown eyes. There you go. Craig thought it was because she reads. Home-baked apple pie served by this very attractive petite strawberry blonde, university grad, 57, youthful, with a friendly poodle, loves high heels, polished fingernails, ocean photography. What's the fat tip-off? And this, she has a friendly poodle. She must be enormous. You got time for one more here? No, the friendly poodle one just about did it. All right, this is The Phil Hendry Show. Join us again tomorrow, and don't forget to call up for our CD, 877-616-7445.
All I can tell you is that the guy who says he's a civilian police or a member of the police auxiliary
is
an absolute off-the-wall flake, and if he isn't a flake, he's an absolute Nazi.
Do you hear your family projectile vomiting on you, sir?
Pardon me?
Have you ever had a member of your family projectile vomit on you, sir?
What does that have to do with some idiot's right to declare that I'm a perpetrator because I paid my money to buy canned goods in a grocery store? The product has been approved by the FDA and the Agricultural Department.
Well, that is
Who
correct.
Is this flake in California to say he's going to look in the bag and decide whether what I'm eating is wholesome or not?
Well, sir, I would say that you are in Littleton, Colorado. I don't think we have to remind anybody of the events there of the last 2 years.
What has that got to do with what you're trying to do,
well,
idiot?
Well, I believe that a lot of canned pumpkin pie or canned cranberry could have had something to do.
The guys that set off the bombs in Littleton, if you want to talk about that, were just as lucid and as clear and as intelligent and as sane as you seem to be.
Well, sir, I will tell you, that hurts. I'm trying to save lives over here just so you won't have canned pumpkin pie.
Yeah, you're going to save a lot of pies with canned pumpkin pie.
Yes, sir, I believe...
Goodbye, idiot.
I believe we can do it with fresh pumpkin pie, not canned pumpkin pie. You'll kill people with canned pumpkin pie. Hello?
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Is this my music?
It may be called...
Yes, it's your music.
State troopers, militia, the rangers...
Or the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Phil Hendry.